case, please.
Next application is case number 11560. The application of Atlantic East LTD. There's three sites involved in this application. They're originally the same parcel. There are three billboards requested. First one being southwest of the intersection of Savannah Road, Route 18, and Westcott's Corner, Route 12, approximately 450 feet north of Marsh Road, being Route 276. Second being northwest of Marsh Road, Route 276, approximately 450 feet northeast of Coastal Highway, Route 1. And the third being northwest of Marsh Road, Route 276, approximately 260 feet southwest of Westcott's Road, being Route 12. 911 address is not available. Tax map ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 26.01, 26.02, and 26.05. Requesting special use exception to place three off-premise signs on different parcels. On this application, we received three letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle.
Stephen Lobo, 6 Pelicans Way South, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and staff. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Baird, Mendalis, and Brockstedt. We have offices here in Georgetown and in Dover as well. With me tonight are Steve Lobo from Atlantic East. He is the principal of that entity, and also Dale McAllister from First State Signs. They'll be available to answer any questions you gentlemen may have. As Mr. Lank aptly indicated, we are seeking a special use exception to erect three two-sided 10 feet by 30 feet billboard signs to a height of 25 feet, two along the property's southern boundary facing Marsh Road, and one near the intersection of Savannah Road and Westcoats Road, which is actually replacing an existing 10-foot by 22-foot sign. Notably, Atlantic does not require and is not seeking any variances from the requirements of Section 115-159-5B of the code, and that's because the proposed billboard signs meet all of the requirements set forth in Article 21 of the code, including in particular the requirements set forth in Subsection 159-5B. Specifically, as shown on the plan which you have before you is Exhibit A to the packet that we handed out. Each of the proposed sign structures would support no more than one sign, would be adequately set back from the front and side yards, would be located no more than 300 feet from the nearest dwelling, church, school, or public lands, or another sign regulated by the code. Likewise, the proposed billboard signs would comprise no more than 300 square feet per side, no more than 600 square feet total, and none of the proposed billboard signs would exceed 25 feet in height from ground level. Finally, each of the proposed billboard signs would meet all of the general regulations set forth in Section 115-160 of the code. Atlantic has already filed applications with DLDOT for the requisite outdoor advertising permits. Those are at Exhibit C in our packet. And none of the property owners adjacent to the property have any objection to the application. And you'll find in our packet at Exhibit D the three letters of support that Mr. Lank made reference to. We would respectfully submit that granting the special use exceptions here requested would not substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring properties. Indeed, the proposed billboard signs would not alter the character of the surrounding area in any fashion. You gentlemen may be familiar with this area. There are already numerous off-premise signs located throughout this commercial corridor. And for example, this body has previously approved a billboard sign located just to the west of the subject property of even greater height and dimension than any of those here proposed by the applicant. Moreover, the billboard signs here proposed would not be visible from any nearby residential neighborhood. This area is primarily a commercial area adjacent to SR1. So given the lack of any adverse effect on adjacent properties and the applicant's compliance with all code requirements, we would respectfully request that the special use exceptions be granted, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
You've met all the requirements.
Yes, sir.
300 feet per side times two, right? It's 600 and 25 foot high, and all your setbacks are correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, and you're going to take down the one existing billboard to be removed?
Yes, sir. If you look on the plan at the intersection of Savannah Road and Westcoats Road, there is an existing sign that would be removed and replaced with a new sign that would be moved slightly farther out on the corner. So we're really asking for a net of two new signs.
I'm a little disappointed in Mr. McAllister because he normally send me nice little pictures of signs. He hasn't done it.
I'm a little disappointed in Mr. McAllister as well. But
I understand.
I think that your witnesses may differ from what you're telling us. But
okay.
Sure. Mr. McAllister.
You've been
I can tell
in?
You, yes. Okay. I did not fill out the application, and I did not present the exhibits. Mr. Pardee's office did. But there is an existing structure there that's a telegraph pole. I did visit the site with Mr. Lobo. And the one that we're moving, we're going to bring it closer.
Yeah.
So it has better visibility. And it also has an arrow on it for one of his tenants, and it'd make the turn quicker. There's also another structure, another wooden structure that's not on the site plan. So there was two billboards on the premise right now. So there are two existing billboards, just one of them doesn't have any faces on it. It's got the stringers, but no faces. Okay. So we did make application, and meeting with Mr. Lobo, we asked him to get a hold of DelDOT to make sure they didn't have any problem with it. He made the application with Mr. Sammons, and you're correct. Usually I bring you pretty pictures, but this time the attorney handled all the exhibits. Not to throw him under the bus, but.
So the one with the just the faces, are you leaving it there? And
no, we're taking him, we're tearing them all down and making them unipole billboards.
Okay.
We're taking down the wooden structures. There's two wooden structures on the property. One of them has no faces on it whatsoever. It just has stringers.
Okay.
So any wooden structure will be removed, and where these locations are put, there will be unipole structures, monopole structures.
Okay.
Of 300 square feet, 25 feet.
Are they nice looking signs?
Yes, sir. Okay. With, you know, vinyl covers, the whole bit. We'll do away with the telegraph poles and the
wooden
structures.
And the next time you will have.
Yes, sir.
Did I understand you say that one of the tenants was advertising on it?
One of the tenants that we currently have for the billboard, not on premise.
Oh,
Atlantic,
okay.
He's one of the, he's got his billboard there telling you to turn left to go to his business.
Okay.
What's really unique about this situation is since Mr. Lobo is a local businessman, he's really advertising for the local tenants that are having trouble getting you off Savannah Road to their businesses. And I believe, is it Atlantic Refrigeration?
No, that one is
I'm sorry.
George Sherman.
George Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, that's George Sherman. And also, the one that George Sherman's on, that one actually lies in the, if you look at the site plan, it actually falls in the building envelope and sidewalk of a proposed like strip center that's going to be built there. So we're going to move it to an island that's basically towards the northwest. Instead of an island.
Okay.
Just a quick aside. When Mr. Lobo and I were preparing for tonight's hearing, he said, well, I'm going to bring my billboard sign guy, if you don't mind. And I said, no, that'd be a great idea. And Mr. Lobo said, well, he's very articulate, and so you ought to try to incorporate him into the presentation at some point. And, of course, I didn't know it was Dale. Dale and I have known each other for over 40 years. We went to high school together, and when he walked in here and I saw it was Dale, I thought, okay, well, we're going to let Dale talk. So I'm glad you asked the question. And I take full responsibility for the lack of pictures.
Well, I've known him for years also, and he does good work.
He does. And I promise you, next time I'll have pictures.
He has all his eyes, his T's crossed and his I's dotted.
Well, how would you do that now, then, for me?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
Okay. Well, let's see. Is there any questions from members of the board, then? Mr. Rickers, we'll start with
no
you.
No other questions.
Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Sure.
Just one. Mr. Pardee, did one of your witnesses affirm the testimony that you presented?
Very good point. I thank you for asking. I meant to take care of that. So, Mr. Lobo, would you attest that the testimony we have presented here tonight in support of this application is true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11560. Okay. The applicant has presented his case that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and he's seeking a special use exception, is that correct, with no variances.
Second. Okay. Have a second, Mr. Mills. We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,560. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote 4-0, case number 11,560 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.